The Oracle of the High Mountains. One day, a group of researchers discovered an unknown cave in the mountains at a place of power. In this cave, a solitary hermit, an oracle named Beldy, about whom legends circulate among the locals, had been living for 25 years. Elders from the nearest village say that the hermit appeared in their village 40 years ago. No one knew where he came from. The newcomer settled in an abandoned house and didn't interact with anyone. After some time, he took in three orphan boys and apparently taught them witchcraft. One day, a very severe hailstorm hit the village, entirely destroying the crops. Enraged, the villagers decided that it was all the work of the sorcerer and his gang, and decided to destroy them. Beldy managed to escape, but two of his disciples were killed, and the third died shortly thereafter from his injuries. The old man, tormented by grief, then settled in a remote cave, surviving on herbs and berries. After some time, the villagers realized they had committed a grave sin. They found the hermit and begged for his forgiveness, trying to persuade him to return. The old man forgave them, but said he would live in the cave forever. Moreover, he predicted the future for several villagers, and all his predictions came true. Since then, people have been coming to the oracle for advice. One very poor woman, left with three children after her husband's death, came to the hermit and asked for help. Beldy told her that her happiness was very close and advised her to dig a hole in the front right corner of her cellar. The woman did as the hermit instructed and found a treasure left by her grandmother before her death. That same year, she bought a new apartment, attended a unique seminar titled Secrets of Women's Happiness, and managed to start a profitable business. She gifted the oracle an ancient valuable rifle. Another resident of a small town shared her experience with the oracle. Recently, she had been overwhelmed with family problems, quarrels with her husband, her daughter's terrible behavior and bad company, all of which drove her to visit the place of power in the mountains and seek the hermit's advice. She was advised to exchange her apartment for one in another neighborhood and followed this advice. Within a week, her life completely changed. The new neighbors told her and her daughter about a circle of female power organized by a disciple of the spiritual egregore. Both women of the family started attending this group, and after just three sessions, they noticed a positive change in their family life. Relationships became calm and harmonious. Now the family is all united by a common goal, self-improvement, and they study online with a spiritual egregore. A 25-year-old man had long been interested in paranormal phenomena and wanted very much to see a UFO. Learning about the oracle, he went to the place of power in the mountains. The oracle told him that a UFO encounter was possible. He needed to stay on the right bank of a peaceful lake and live there for 3 days. Then on the fifth day, just before sunset, observe the peak of the Black Mountain. The man did as instructed, and on the appointed day saw a glowing white sphere in the sky. He received telepathic information about his future from the aliens. He learned that he was destined to become a conductor of divine power on Earth, and that he needed to attend a men's retreat, where a teacher of the Sampo system imparted higher spiritual knowledge to those seeking self-improvement. At that time, the man was very concerned about his future. He knew about the retreat, but couldn't decide whether to attend. After the alien contact, he firmly decided he needed spiritual development and did not regret his decision. After a week of training, he discovered the ability to see auras of people and dark entities, larvae that cling to people. Now he helps people through his ability and directs them to individual consultations with teachers. He plans to attend the next men's retreat at the Places of Power. Having learned about all these cases, a disciple decided to meet the Oracle personally and talk with him. The Oracle confirmed the truth of the miraculous stories people told and recounted an exact story from the past as proof. There was another case. A man came to my cave, very exhausted from a long journey. He begged for my help, as his wife was terminally ill and could die at any moment. I looked into his situation and saw that this was indeed the case. There was only one remedy that could heal her, a miraculous herb called Miasa, which grows in the mountains. I told the man about this remedy and described how to find it. A month later, he came back and told me his wife was now completely healthy. Here are some responses from the Oracle to common questions. How can I quickly solve a problem? Don't create problems. How can I get my husband back? You need to dress nicely, apply makeup, and always maintain a dignified appearance. What should I do to avoid illness? If you don't think about illnesses, they will avoid you. How can I establish peace in my family? To have peace and harmony in your family, don't have unreasonable expectations of your loved ones. The Oracle said his mission is to help everyone. He agreed to answer questions from our disciples as well. 4. The Elder from the Dream on the Television. One of our disciples, Natalia, shared a unique example of guidance by a higher power. In a dream, an old man in shamanic attire with a drum appeared to her. He was performing a shamanic ritual and then said something to her. Natalia was awakened by the sharp ringing of her alarm clock and suddenly realized she had forgotten the very important words spoken by the old man. Throughout the day, she tried but couldn't remember. In the evening, anxious and worried, Natalia decided to pray to the higher powers. Sometime later, while watching the news on TV, something unexplainable happened. The image on the screen disappeared, and then suddenly, like a bolt out of the blue, the old man from a dream appeared on the screen. In a calm and kind voice, he related specifically for her that she needed to go to a special sacred place where she would meet him. This was the Great Calm. After saying this, he vanished, and the TV image reappeared. The news anchor was talking about the problems of modern medicine. Natalia thought that from the point of view of this medicine, she was going crazy. But from the true point of view, she had received an invitation that changed her destiny. She remembered that 10 years ago, Vanga, whom she had visited, predicted this turn in her fate. Vanga had said to her, "In your 42nd year of life, the great master of the mountains will lead you on the road to heaven." Now she confidently walks this path, overcoming all obstacles. People call her the woman who walks through walls. Who knows how many more disciples the Great Calm will take? Remember that a God is hidden in every person. The time will come when the divine essence will reveal itself and guide your life into a new course of the river flowing into the ocean of eternity.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge and books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.